3 seconds later, Grant followed. "Damn," Meredith muttered. But the Ilex was having better luck. Its combat wasp salvo had forced the Black Hawk it was chasing to flee back down towards the planet. The Admiral requested a channel to the General. "We shall be boarding you first, Smith. Any resistance and the Marines will shoot to kill, understand?" "Yes, Admiral," Terence Smith replied. "Have you received any updates from the teams you landed?" "Not yet. I expect most of them were sequestrated," he added gloomily. "Tough. I want you to broadcast a message that their mission is over. We will pick up any survivors, if at all possible. But none of them is to attempt to penetrate under the cloud, no hunting of enemy bases. This is now a Confederation Navy problem. I don't want the invaders antagonized unduly." "Not while my squadron is so close to that bloody cloud," he finished silently. It was the sheer quantity of power involved again, frightening. And the berserk way the hijacked ships were behaving didn't help. "I'm not sure I can guarantee that, Admiral," Smith said. "Why not?" "I issued the team leaders with kiloton nukes. It would give them a fallback in case the starships were unable to provide strike power. I was worried the captains might balk at bombarding a planetary surface. If it hadn't been for the fierce G-force, Meredith would have put his head in his hands. Smith, if you get out of this with your life, it won't be on my account." "Well, fuck you," Terence Smith yelled. "You Soldana bastard, why do you think I had to hire those people in the first place? It's because Lalonde is too poor to rate decent Navy protection. Where were you when the invaders landed? You would never have come to help us put down that first insurrection because it didn't affect your precious financial interests. Money, that's what you shits respect. What the hell would you know about ordinary people suffering? You were born with a silver spoon in your mouth that's so big it's sticking out through your ass. The only reason you're here now is because you're frightened the invasion might spread to worlds you own, that it might hit your credit balance. I'm doing what I can for my people." "And that includes nuking them, does it?" Meredith asked. He'd been subject to anti-Saldana bigotry for so long now, the insults never even registered. "They're sequestrated, you cretin. They don't even know they're your people anymore. This invasion isn't going to be beaten by brute force. Now you will broadcast that message. Make the mercenary teams turn back." The tactical display sounded an alarm. A broad fan of curving purple vector lines were rising high over Wyman, Lalonde's small Arctic continent. Someone behind the planet had launched a salvo of 55 combat wasps. "My God," Meredith muttered. "Lowy, what are they aimed at?"
"Unclear, Admiral. There is no single target. It's a rogue salvo. But from the vectors, I'd say they were seeking to engage anything in the 1,000-kilometer orbit. Bloody hell."
A second salvo of equal size was curving round the South Pole.
"Jesus, that's a neat pincer movement," Joshua said. At some ridiculous private level he was delighted he didn't need any intervention from his neural mnemonics to remain calm. He felt his mind function with that same cool reserve which had manifested itself back in the ruin ring when Neves and Sipika appeared. "This is me, what I am, a starship captain." The Lady Mac's 3 fusion drives came on almost without conscious thought. "Stand by for combat, G's," he warned. "How many?" Sarah asked nervously. "How high is up?" Other starships were getting underway, retracting their thermodump panels. 3 of them launched combat wasps in a defensive cluster formation. "Remain in orbit," Smith ordered over the command net. "The Navy squadron will provide us with protective cover from the salvo."
"Like bollocks they will," Joshua said. The squadron was still 4 minutes from orbital injection. A sensor scan revealed Black Hawks and Void Hawks alike racing up for a higher altitude. The slower Adamist starships were following with 3 exceptions, Gemmel one of them. The G-Force and Lady Mac's bridge passed 5 G's. Ashley groaned in dismay. "My bones can't take this."
"You're younger than me," Warlow countered.
"I'm more human, too."
"Wimp. Castrated mechanoid." Sarah suddenly noticed the trajectory Joshua had loaded into the flight computer.